Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. We have an exciting show today. I'm going to be joined in the next segment with Jakari Jackson, and we're going to take your calls and discuss the news. But this is a story that came out yesterday that I think is really important, and it kind of gets to the heart of what's wrong with our country. Actually, Rand Paul pointed it out with three bills that he had, a read the bill, a write the bill, and one subject at a time. The NDAA has kind of been the catch-all for every kind of tyranny that you can imagine, especially the Indefinite Detention Act has gotten the attention of everybody. A couple of years ago, they threw that in. And we understand the implications of that. We understand the danger of that. We understand the infrastructure of tyranny that's been built with that. Now we see that the Senate is looking at 507 amendments that people are trying to stuff into this bill. And this is the way they do it every time. This is why Rand Paul had his one subject at a time, where he said, we're not going to take something that is ostensibly about funding the military and use that as a leverage to put in something about indefinite detention without trial by the military of American citizens, assuming that because we've got a declaration of war in Afghanistan, or actually not even really an official declaration of war, but it's an authorization for the use of military force in Afghanistan. They say now that they've got a war going on in America. And because we've got a war going on in America, therefore they can pick up anybody and detain them indefinitely in military facilities. That's what they snuck into the NDAA 2 years ago, a bill that was about authorizing defense appropriations. Now we see that this year we've got Rockefeller, Senator Rockefeller, he's still alive and he's still doing his Rockefeller stuff, trying to stuff into the NDAA 2014 bill a cybersecurity bill, which is exactly what CISPA was about. And it says here in the RT article, it says, if the amendment manages to stay intact as Congress prepares to approve the authorization for 2014, the Cybersecurity Act of 2013, which has been defeated over and over again, may finally become law. That's exactly the purpose. And according to Rockefeller, this is how he puts it out here. We want to formalize cybersecurity as one of NIST's priority areas of focus. In other words, the government is going to focus on cybersecurity. They're losing the info war. They have to get control of the internet in the same way that they control the streets in Dallas when they don't allow free speech, the same way they control the streets of any city when they're having a major political convention. They want to basically shut down free speech. And to do that, they're going to claim that it's in the name of cybersecurity, because every time they rob you of your liberty, they claim that they're making you safer. No, when you give up your liberty, you get slavery, not security. Slaves are never secure. People who have given up their liberties are never secure. You need to understand that. It is not a trade-off between liberty and security. But he's putting it out there. He's saying we got to make that our number one priority. We need to develop a set of voluntary cybersecurity standards for the critical infrastructure. And he's joined in this. It's being endorsed by AT&T, Verizon, Motorola, the Electric and Nuclear Power Coalition, IBM, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Now, why are these big businesses getting behind this? Well, one of the things that's going on, you need to understand that whenever you give your information to Facebook or you give it to the phone company, and we're going to be talking to Jakari Jackson about what's exactly going on with Facebook and the facial recognition systems that are put into that. But whenever you give up your information to a third party, it's the government's position, and I believe it's a legal fiction, we need to address this directly, it's their position that if a third party has information on you, the government doesn't need to get a search warrant to get that information from the third party. You've given it up legally to that third party. The third party can just hand it over to you whenever they ask. There are still some civil litigation issues if these third parties do that, and that's what they're trying to protect against. It's not that they're going to necessarily take new action. They're looking at everybody's communication constantly now. They're just trying to protect the big corporations and give themselves yet another excuse to shut people down. We'll be right back with Jakari Jackson. Stay tuned.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
I'll take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm joined in studio with Jakari Jackson. He's got an interesting story to go over, but before we do that, I want to talk about what's at the top of the Drudge Report right now, and that is it looks like there may be yet another challenge to Obamacare going to the Supreme Court. Now, this one is centered around Hobby Lobby. And if you remember, at the beginning of the year, they were facing fines of $1.5 million a day because they're a Christian business, and in conscience, in good conscience, they felt that they could not provide health care for their employees that would pay for contraception and abortion. It was a matter of conscience. But the amazing thing, Jakari, is that you're seeing Obamacare. One of the reasons people's Obamacare insurance rates are skyrocketing by a factor of two, sometimes cases of five or more, and that their deductibles are drying up is because they're forcing young men who are not married, who don't have children, they're forcing them to get health care for abortions that, of course, they're never going to use. Right. Or
maternity care and all.
Maternity care or pediatric care for children that they don't have. They're packing this thing in with all kinds of stuff that nobody needs. And, of course, the insurance companies are never going to have to pay on those claims, right? It's just pure transfer of wealth. People look at this and say this is a transfer of wealth from the middle class to the poor, and that's true to some degree, but the biggest transfer is from the middle class to the insurance companies. It's absolutely amazing what they are putting into these insurance policies. But this is another case that's going to go now to the Supreme Court. They've agreed to hear Hobby Lobby's case. It'll be interesting to see how that happens. But you came in to talk about something else. We've got these stories that came out yesterday on the Drudge Report about embracing facial recognition.
Yes, people want you to embrace facial recognition. Now, this is nothing new for things such as social networks. You know, back to MySpace and whatever else they had. You know, you can find your ancestry or find celebrities that look like you. You just submit photos of yourself, and it's fun, and they find out if, you know, you look like Sean Connery. Or
I wonder if Obama did that, The Dreams of My Real Father, you know. He had a documentary filmmaker who did that and went back and said, hey, I've got somebody that's very close to Obama that looks a lot more like him than the guy he says is really his father. But I'm sorry.
Right. No, no, that's all on point, because we talk about people submitting things to the surveillance state. I believe it's just last week or so I was in here with you talking about how they want to do things here in the city of Austin where the police want to take over private cameras and use them for police use.
Yeah.
And it's just more
just speed it straight in.
Just feed it straight in.
Yeah.
But now we have people on Facebook, and it's nothing new, like I said, are volunteering information. And this first video we have, it's about a gentleman who committed a crime. He and his brother went out, and I believe they committed 17 robberies or so forth. And the police are, you know, they're trying to crowdsource. They put out something on Facebook. Hey, we're looking for these two guys. They're, you know, people of interest. The guy, in all of his infinite wisdom, heckles the police on Facebook using his real name, picture, and so forth. Ha ha, you can't catch me. And if we have this video, I'd like to show this to our viewers on PrisonPlanet.tv.
East Rosenberg police, located near Houston, posted this burglary notice on the department's Facebook page. It states that Damian Lozano and Rolando Lozano are wanted for 17 vehicle break-ins. Rolando replies to the post, saying, I'm innocent. Catch me if you can. He also calls the police some choice words. The next post has more photos of Rolando, this time in handcuffs. Officers found him hiding out at a family member's home.
So this is, it's the degradation of society. You know, people just, it's the collapse of society like Alex talks about all the time. You know, just people just do stupid stuff. You know, these guys remind me of like a low-grade, more common version of the Riddler. You know, this is like this is the idiocracy version of the Riddler. You can't catch me. I'm just going to get online with my real name, my real face, and tell you where I am, and, you know, you can't catch me.
I remember years ago, there was a stupid bank robber, and he wrote his note to the teller saying, give me all the money. He wrote it on the back of his personal deposit slip.
Oh,
you know, so you got stories like that. So, but this is now the electronic version of it. You know, they essentially write it on their Facebook.
Yes, and you're talking about bank robbers. We have another clip. Now, this clip came out a little while ago. You know, people probably already see it, but it ties into what we're talking about right now. This is a young lady who goes out successfully, takes somebody's car, robs a bank, and, you know, she gets away clean, and the only way the police were able to catch her was because she put it on her own Facebook page, her own YouTube page. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see the young lady holding about $6,000 in cash in her hands, the same amount that was taken from the bank in question, and then she was arrested for the robbery. And why would you do this, David Knight? And it's just the idiocracy. You know, people always say, you know, I'll bring in this technology into my house. I have nothing to hide. You know, if you're a criminal and you want to do stupid stuff and then post it on Facebook, YouTube for anybody to see, keep doing that so the police can catch you.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing is that people, there seems to be this cognitive dissonance there that they want to brag about it, and yet they think that the police won't be looking at it. You know what? Of all the people that are looking at it, it's the government that's looking at it. There was a couple of stories that came out yesterday. There was one that was linked on Drudge yesterday, and it's a CNN story. It says, Embracing Big Brother, How Facial Recognition Could Help Fight Crime. Now, they talk about that, but they also, that was a story that came out yesterday. They also linked in the body of the story to another CNN article, which said, Embracing the Police Force of the Future. You know, CNN is going out of its way to tell us what a gee whiz technology world we're going to live in, and how wonderful, yeah, and it, just embrace this over and over again. They're talking about embracing the police state, and look at what this involves. From the story yesterday, they're saying that the FBI is going to put out a facial recognition system that is set to change our ideas on privacy, and they say these exciting developments in the field will push its toughest critics to reconsider, and they say the more people get out of it, the more they'll surrender to it. That's what we're already doing with our smartphones. Mm-hmm. We've already surrendered because of the convenience of, and it is a convenient thing to have a map. I mean, I really rely on this having moved to Austin. I mean, I'm so dependent on my phone to find my way around. There's so many one-way streets and other places like that. I'm starting to get my way around with Dead Reckoning, but I still heavily rely on that phone, and yet it's my personal tracking device. They can track me wherever I go, and if the government weren't so concerned about following everybody, I wouldn't be so concerned about them following me.
But it's not just keeping up with your data, David, where you go and who you talk to. They're also selling this stuff.
Yeah.
They sell it to these third parties that use it for AdSense. Just like you guys, I'm sure everybody, you know, has done a search online, and then all of a sudden you get all these things in your sidebar. You know, like the guys back when Katy Perry was on, they were talking about Katy Perry. Maybe they searched for Katy Perry. And now all the ads they get were for Katy Perry.
Yeah. Yeah,
the Katy Perry's dad was on. Excuse me.
Oh, let's interject that first, because this is one of my stack of articles that I don't know if we're going to get to or not. But the fact that they came after her as a racist because she dressed up in an Asian costume, you know, how are we dumbing down the term racism so much? I mean, that's a very dangerous thing, because that's something that's really serious, and yet they're making it so trivialized. I know that when we adopted our daughter from Asia, we had people who were the adoptive mothers were wearing Asian clothes. Nobody considered that as being racist. That was like honoring their culture,
right. You
know, trying to make the child feel at home. There was nothing at all racist about that. I mean, if you're going to, and I didn't see the video. I'm not a Katy Perry fan. I don't watch MTV, but I get a sense of looking at this. Are you surprised?
Man, I don't believe it.
I don't get a sense that looking at this, that she was doing this in a way to mock Asian people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was a way, if anything, of honoring their culture, and we see this over and over again with the Redskins and other things. It's just amazing to me how they've dumbed this down. I just had to interject.
Yeah, because you think about, you know, you go to Mexico now and you go buy a sombrero, and now you come back and you want to wear it around town and, you know, do whatever with it, have it up on the wall in your house, and that's racist.
Yeah.
I don't understand this notion of, you know, like when you see, I guess, Asian people wearing a New York Yankees hat, is that racist because they choose to wear some American paraphernalia?
Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely over the top, crazy. And I hate to see it, because they're using it, of course, for their own agenda. It's a political correctness that they're trying to impose on people. They're trying to shut down debate. They're trying to intimidate people. But what they're doing is they're taking something that was a real problem and is a real problem, and they're basically making it a laughingstock.
But you know, when they do that, David, they're not just telling you can't embrace this culture. They're telling you what your culture
yes.
should be.
Yes.
No, you shouldn't do that. You should do exactly what MTV tells you to do. You should dress how they tell you to.
Mm-hmm.
You should talk like how they tell you to. You should listen to music they tell you to.
It's control. And talking about control, let's go back to this article again, because there's one more thing I want to point out about it. And this is from the article on CNN Tech, and it says facial recognition is a key part of the FBI's ambitious $1 billion next-generation ID system, a state-of-the-art biometric identification system that includes iris scans, DNA analysis, and voice identification. And the mission is to reduce terrorist and criminal activity. That's the way they always put it out there.
Is.
You know what? This is about inventorying you. You are the inventory. I mean, we're not at Soylent Green yet.
Yeah.
Where you're the food source, right? But they are just like we talked about before with this racist thing, where they're trying to control what you're allowed to say, what you're allowed to think. They're also now looking at everything that you do, because you're essentially their slaves, and they need to keep inventory of what you're doing.
That's
the real thing that we're talking about racism. That this is the real slavery, the slavery of the future, where you can't go anywhere, do anything without your masters knowing exactly what you're doing, everything about your life. Total control, total surveillance grid.
And when you speak about that surveillance grid, we reported on it earlier this year, when the young man was on Facebook, and he had some colorful things to say about Obama, and he was arrested for that.
They're
criticizing President Obama, you know, and he's one of these young guys, you know, he's a rapper type, you know, he's giving people the middle finger on his Facebook post. You know, it's silly. It's definitely not to be taken seriously, but they still come and arrest this guy.
Yeah. And when they're looking at this, and they say they want to look at everybody's facial facial recognition, voice recognition, DNA analysis. Of course, they're saying, you know, we want to look at criminals, but they're looking at you. You are a suspect.
They have to look at you to filter out to make sure you're not a criminal.
And you see how we've turned that upside down. You're no longer innocent until proven guilty. You are a criminal until you've been vetted by their systems. And what happens if in a situation like Tuttle versus Buttle, you know, Brazil, where they get the wrong guy and they make a mistake, or the automatic screening of these systems puts a finger on you, you get a SWAT team and you may die because
you're,
of that.
You're on a no-fly list, even though
exactly.
You're
not. We'll be right back. I'm here with Jakari Jackson. I'm David Knight. Stay tuned.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
Welcome back back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm joined in studio with Jakari Jackson from the Nightly News. And Jakari, it's interesting being in here instead of in the Nightly News, isn't it?
It is very much that. It's a lot colder in this studio.
That's right. But if you don't know what the Nightly News is, take a look at it. This is a good time of year to get a subscription to support our operation here. All of Alex's documentaries are available there, as well as, if you don't know, we've got a Nightly News broadcast there every night. I'm there, or Jakari's there, or Leanne McAdoo. It's a very good way to keep up on the news. It's a very good way to share that information with others. You can pass that on to up to 10 other people can be viewing it simultaneously. So you can help to wake up friends and family with a subscription to the InfoWars Nightly News. Now, when we went to break, Jakari, CJ came in, and I'm sorry, Chris Johnson came in, and he gave us a new report about
if you're just now joining us, we're talking about the surveillance state. Now, people willfully submit to the surveillance state, and then they end up busted by the police, or you know whatever the situation may be.
Right.
Now we have this Texas Park and Wildlife Department. They're arresting people, these poachers, I guess you could call them, who are illegal hunting. Mm-hmm. You know, when it's not time to hunt.
They take a picture of what they just bagged, and they put it up on Facebook, and these guys go look them up.
Like we were just talking about these guys, the girl who robbed the bank, and then she posted the money on her YouTube page, or the guy who, you know, is in conflict with the police, and he's saying, hey, you guys can't catch me, and they come find them 10 minutes later. Now we have these guys, they're out, you know, like you said, they're getting their game, they're posting the pictures, and the guys are saying, the Texas Department is saying, well, okay, that's Bill, let's go track him down, using facial recognition or whatever else they have, Facebook, YouTube, whatever, and then they go find these guys. It's just, people just keep adding to this.
Yeah, there was an amazing video that came out in the last couple of days of a guy who was kind of a frontiersman. He got arrested for fishing without a license.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen that, you've got to watch that, because it's an amazing video. Standing up for his rights, he says, you know, it's kind of like if you go back and you look at Robin Hood and Sheriff of Nottingham, you know, where they said all the deer belong to us. You know, the government is asserting ownership over everything. I understand the needs to control things, to make sure they're not overfished, but we also see that can be abused, and we see that happening quite often. And so that's an amazing video to watch. And we're going to be talking about juries in the next segment. And I apologize to people who called in to talk about medications, but we're going to clear those phone lines. And in the next segment, we want to hear your comments about jury nullification, because we just had a case here in Texas that was amazingly interesting, and we want to lay that out for you, get your comments on it. Our number is 888-259-9231 if you want to call in and talk to us about your experiences with juries or jury nullification. But there's one other thing on this subject before we leave it, and that's something that just came out. It was posted on the Liberty Crier, and it's about a DNA gun,
right,
where they basically have a protest like there was going on in Dallas last week about protesting the suspension of the First Amendment around the JFK commemoration, 50th anniversary of his assassination. And they can go to a group of people and shoot them with this DNA gun, and somehow it marks your DNA, and they can then come back at a later time and when things have calmed down, as they put it, and they can start testing people I've got a different calling number here. You can give that out in just a second.
I'll give this out, not to interrupt you, David, but the phone number to call in is 800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. We'll get you on the air.
I guess one of the things that concerns me about this DNA gun is the fact that they're going to go around then, and they're going to test everybody to see if you were at that event. So everybody becomes a subject.
We have to go gather from everybody just to weed you out. It's not, we think it's this guy, so we'll go get this guy.
And there on the clip there is a picture of somebody using this latest invention.
You know, PrisonPlanet.tv, and this guy seems to be rather excited about his new DNA gun.
That's right. There's always money to be made in terms of building an infrastructure of tyranny. There they go. Now,
so what
are the health effects of that? I'd like to know as well.
What it is, if you're a radio listener, it seems to be somewhat like a paintball gun. And even after you take off your clothes, they just demonstrate a guy being shot on the shirt. He takes off his shirt, and then you can still see the splotch using infrared.
And it says here, for under $200, the police will then come to your house.
Mm-hmm.
They will put a specially coated glue that dries completely clear in just a few minutes on the valuables that you want marked, and they can identify those valuables for you. But they're also going to do the same thing now with you, because, see, your inventory. Mm-hmm. You know, they've had these programs where they would do that to your valuables, but now you're the inventory for the government. Just like we talked about before, CNN wants us to embrace this new biometric identification system that's going to be all pervasive. And, of course, one of those things is going to be the DNA, and they're going to mark your DNA if you're at a at a riot. Maybe if you're just standing around, maybe you get hit by an oversplash of that. And now they're going to come and they're going to treat you
I'm just walking down the street.
Exactly. Another piece of the tyranny infrastructure that's being put into place. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about this case here in Texas where a jury nullified the law. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and I'm joined in studio here with Jakari Jackson. And we're going to be talking about a very interesting case, I think, of jury nullification, but it brings up the larger issue of jury nullification. And we want you to call in and let us know if you've had any issues. We're going to be taking your calls. Tell us what you think about jury nullification. Tell us if you've had experiences as a juror, experiences as a defendant in that issue. And again, our number is 888-259.
Excuse me, David. The number is 800-259-9231.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And that's 800-259-9231.
Somehow I got that wrong earlier. Okay, 800-259-9231. Now, I was at a a green fair just a couple of weeks ago, and this is to give you an idea of how important it is to take care of your water. There are these people at this green fair. We're talking about all these natural, wholesome things and, you know, growing, being off the grid, taking care of your own food and that sort of thing. And yet they had a person there that had a whole system water filter. And I tried the water, and I asked him, I said, is this filtering out glyphosates? Is this filtering out fluoride? And he didn't even know what those were. He said, no. Checked on the thing. He's like, no, it doesn't filter any of that out. It's a very complex system, very nice-looking system, but it's really important that you compare water filters. And I think we've got one of the best water filters here. It's the ProPure filter. Right now, before Christmas, you can get 20% off. It's a limited time.
That's code WATER20.
That's right. WATER20, and you get 20% off of that ProPure filter. And it does filter fluoride. It does filter glyphosate. And this guy had no idea what the issue with fluoride was. And I said, well, all right, even if you think that it's healthy, let me ask you if it makes sense to medicate people through the water supply. You don't have any control over the dosage. It's forced medication. So even if you think this is something that is good for you, do you think that it ought to just be randomly dumped in large quantities? I mean, we know that
fluoride... Why don't we medicate everybody for everything through the water if it's such a good idea?
Exactly. It makes absolutely no sense. But it's yet another one of these areas where you need to take responsibility for what you eat, what you drink, what your family has. And that's one of the ways that you can do it is you can look at the water that you're getting. You can filter that and get out things like glyphosate, which is what's being put in with Roundup. We see that happening more and more getting into the water supply because of the GMO crops. They create these GMO crops that don't die when they hit them with Roundup, but everything else does. And so they're using it in large amounts, and that's getting down into the groundwater supply. So even if you've got a well, you've got to worry about glyphosate. It's not just the fluoride and chlorine.
A very common thing that people can recognize is dental fluorosis. You know, they have, I believe there's a case going on in Austin right now where people are trying to sue the city of Austin for that reason because all this fluoride in the water and so forth.
That's right. Now, we were just talking at the beginning of the program about how they use the term conspiracy theorist to essentially shut down any dissent, to really shut down any analysis of what the government is telling us when they're giving us stories that don't make any sense, when we know that they're covering up evidence and they're not releasing it.
Talking about, I got to interject here, David Knight. We talked about this the day, I believe it was Friday, when the guys were up in Dallas. And right before our broadcast, a major news network came on and called James Tague, the guy who was hit by a ricochet during the JFK assassination. They came on and called him a conspiracy theorist.
That's right. He was one of three people that was hit on that day.
Lo and behold, somebody who was actually there.
That's right.
Struck by a ricochet, and he's some conspiracy theorist because he knows what actually happened.
And they shut him down. They would not allow him anywhere near their little Hunger Game type ceremony because he didn't believe the official story. He wasn't a conspiracy theorist. He was analyzing the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, I know I was there. I know what I heard. I know what I saw. And I know that you're not releasing a lot of information that you have. And yet they just marginalize him by calling him a conspiracy theorist. We see people doing that to Alex Jones. Look at this clip from Jeremy Scahill. We had a caller who called in and compared him to Amy Goodman. And this is what Jeremy Scahill said about Alex Jones.
Talking to Jeremy Scahill about his book, Dirty Wars, and the next call comes from Richard in Austin, Texas. Hi, Richard. You're on Book TV. Jeremy Scahill is our guest.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question for you. Now, we've seen the rise of Amy Goodman and Alex Jones in the last 10, 20 years. Which version of journalism did you consider the most legitimate form of it? Alex Jones, who gets most of his money from the public, or Amy Goodman, who... I guess she's somewhat publicly funded, but Alex Jones is more basic. Can you give me an answer to that?
I get the question. I want to be very careful in choosing my words here. I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic, an absolute diehard, insane lunatic. And I think to even mention him in the same sentence as Amy Goodman is an incredible insult to Amy Goodman. Alex Jones has forwarded some of the most outrageous, ridiculous conspiracy theories about how the world works. And whatever good he might be doing in some of what he does is completely overshadowed by the fact that he is pushing outright outright lies and propaganda on a regular basis.
You know that these lies, they always talk about Alex's is spewing, because when you ask somebody to actually tell you a lie, there are things that are disputed, like Sandy Hook, like Aurora, whatever. You may not agree with what Alex Jones says, but when you ask them to point out an outright lie, they can't give you anything.
Well, he didn't give any answers, and that's exactly what we were talking about, just as you're talking about James Tague and others. They try to marginalize you by going ad hominem, by attacking the man, by saying you're a conspiracy theorist. Jeremy Scahill never mentioned anything that he had against Alex specifically.
Exactly.
And so, you know, he's saying that any good that he might do, well, you know what? Where is Jeremy Scahill in terms of looking at what's going on at the airport? So where is he in terms of looking at what's happening in the background of these things? We're trying to put together the pieces. We're trying to analyze these things.
You know, people being cavity search on the side of the road. You know, is he out there covering those type of events?
Exactly. But, you know, as Paul Joseph Watson points out, he's trying to ingratiate himself to the left-wing foundations. That's the way they get access as well. You know, they not only ingratiate themselves to the foundations that are funding the mainstream media, but it's also a way that he gets access. So if he trashes people who are really pointing out what's going on with the bankers, who really points out what's going on with Obamacare, we've been saying from the very beginning, Alex has said that Obamacare was a massive transfer of wealth from the middle class to the insurance companies, that the insurance companies wrote it. We see that's the case now. We see that the companies, the corporations, are writing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So we understand where this is coming from. He's read their documents. They've been saying for decades this is exactly what they were going to do. This is their plan. They're following the plan. When we talk about that, they say, you're talking about a conspiracy. And we say, yes, we're analyzing it. It's not a theory. We have the documents.
That's all I always say to people. You know, it may be a conspiracy, but what part of what I just said is a theory?
Exactly.
You're a conspiracy theory. I'm like, you have no argument.
Exactly. Everything that we see coming out with Snowden, we already talked about that. We knew that's been going on for decades. Mm-hmm. We know that the NSA was doing that. We knew this, what the intelligence community was doing.
We knew that your TVs and your computers were watching you through the monitors, and it was just a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a couple of months ago, that came out mainstream news.
Yes.
You know, we've been talking about that for years.
Yes, but of course, if you mentioned that, you were a paranoid conspiracist, right? You're paranoid. They're watching me. Well, I think it was Henry Kissinger.
Xbox is watching you. They don't want to talk about that. It was just the other day. Please don't pull this up, guys. the guy had a PS4 and had his naked wife on the PlayStation 4. I mean, they can watch you if they want to.
That's right. Let's change gears now, and let's talk about this jury nullification. We had a Texas judge here publicly denounce the jurors for acquitting a guy. Now, he was brought in for drunk driving, and this is not typically what we talk about when we talk about jury nullification. Jury nullification is typically about situations where there's public safety is not involved, where it's not about murder. They always like to make it about murder. They like to make it about drunk driving. Typically, it's about the jurors coming in and saying during alcohol prohibition that we don't think that alcohol should be prohibited.
Yeah.
And so they would refuse
the law,
or they disagree with the way that it's being applied. They think that the penalties are too stringent. We see in the drug war that Ronald Reagan created, they came up with zero tolerance, and they started filling up the prisons with people who were marijuana users, not selling it, not the major gangsters. Those people were working with the CIA.
Right.
Instead, they went after the users, and they started filling up the prisons to the extent that they had to release violent criminals. Yes, that's they had right. to release violent criminals in order to lock up these nonviolent trespassers, you could say. So they had murderers and rapists that were being turned out of the prisons until they could go on this massive prison building program that they had. Now, here in Tarrant County, they found a guy who was 17 not guilty of drunk driving despite a blood alcohol level of 0.95. That was above the legal limit of 0.8. Now, if you go back just a few years ago, you understand that they've been moving this legal limit of alcohol, and it's kind of funny for us to be talking about this because neither one of us drink, okay?
Right.
But we understand the principles involved here, and you understand that they have taken down the drunk driving level, and the people felt that this was within the tolerance of the equipment, and they let this guy go. And the judge absolutely went crazy on them. He said, you asked me if you could ignore the intoxilizer thing, and he says, I told you you couldn't, and you did it anyway. He absolutely went crazy on these jurors, but there was nothing he could do about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is where our power lies. Not necessarily in redefining the drunk driving rules, but if we believe that they've been brought down and they've become abusive, if we believe that the penalties are abusive, it is our duty as citizens to make sure that justice is done. And so we are there to judge not just the facts as the judge gives it to us. The jury did exactly the right thing, and the judge was powerless to do anything about it.
And when you talk about this drunk driving, David, it's not just about when it ends up in court and the situation with this young man, but think of the other things they've been able to bring in on the guise of drunk driving, these no refusal blood draws.
Yes, because we've allowed that to happen, because we've allowed them to continually move the bar, move the line on the drunk driving. We have these outrageous things, like you mentioned, the no refusal weekends here in Texas, where they can basically pull you over.
And in San Antonio, it's 365 days a year.
Wow. Wow. So they can pull you over. They can forcibly remove drug blood from you. And as we've seen on videos, we see people strapped down in these gurneys who refuse to do this.
What country is this?
Yeah. Yeah. They'll take you back to the police department. They'll strap you down and take the blood anyway.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's absolutely amazing. But that's something that you need to take a look at. And it's something that we have here in Texas. We have people, we have the opportunity in Texas to actually go before a jury, even in traffic cases. And that's something that we need to do that, because in so many cases, they'll set up a special court and it's essentially a kangaroo court. And they come in and just process the people through and collect the fines and collect the fees. And there are just so many things wrong with that system. People need to stand up
to fight back. They just expect you to take the fine or the fee or the whatever else.
We've got some callers calling in, and hopefully it's about jury nullification. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, what do you think about this? Well, I don't think we got Kyle there. Let's go to the next one here. We've got Paul in New Jersey.
Come on. Actually, you know, the jury nullification, we're not under the Constitution anymore. We're operating under the UCC.
That's right. That's right. I understand. Yeah.
And Obamacare is a tax. And you mm-hmm. could you don't have to apply for that, and you could use the UCC to stay away from it.
Yeah, that's interesting. But what about going before the jury? We had a case here in New Jersey. We had a guy, a New Jersey weed man, and he had about a pound of marijuana. It was medical marijuana. And that was a major amount. I mean, they were going to have him for trafficking. It was going to be a big fine. He went to the jury and argued jury nullification. He represented himself because, of course, lawyers won't do that,
right,
typically. They're afraid they're going to lose their license. There's going to be recriminations on them by judges. Just recently, New Hampshire passed a law saying that the judges could not take recrimination against an attorney who mentioned jury nullification, but they didn't require the judges to tell the jurors that they have a right to judge the facts as well as the case. So you still have that happening. But he successfully represented himself and got out. What do you think about taking the tact of jury nullification?
Well, that's great if you could get by with it, but you know, people are so dumbed down, they don't know what it's all about.
That's true. It's about getting your fellow citizen, and you have to essentially trust the other people. Thank you for calling, Paul. Let's go to Bubba in Virginia. Bubba, what do you think about this jury nullification case in Texas?
Yes, I really applaud these people for doing that, and I think kind of segue off the previous caller, education is a big part of that, and that's where people are really lacking. They don't bring this on the evening news, how people should go out and educate themselves. They don't offer classes in any university I've ever seen on jury nullification.
What I like about jury nullification is when we look at state nullification, or we look at trying to reform the federal government, I mean, that has become so corrupt. It's just, I don't really see that happening. But at the state level, we've got state nullification. But if you go into a jury situation, it's just you. It only takes one person to hang the jury. It takes a unanimous decision to convict somebody, but one person can stop injustice from being done. And I think you're right. It is an educational issue, because we have to educate people that they don't just follow blindly whatever they're told by authority figures.
That's pretty much what we've seen. You don't want a jury that comes in and just, you know, the judge says this is the way it is, or the prosecutor says this is the way it is, and that's the way it is. No, you need to judge, you know, the content and the facts of the case. You know, do you agree with this? Because, and always put yourself in the situation, this could be me. You know, you have a traffic situation.
Absolutely.
Caught by a red light camera. You know, this could be me. Would I want to be in this situation? And definitely take those type of things into account.
talking about a red light and traffic situation. They're going on steroids in Washington, D.C. They're adding hundreds of cameras, not just red light cameras. Now they're doing stop sign cameras. They're going to take people's pictures.
Like Vegas.
Exactly. If they didn't stop in exactly the right place for exactly the right amount of time. That's why we need to reassert juries. That's why we need to. That was a key component of the people's check on abuse of power. Let's go to, thank you for calling, Bubba. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you have anything to add?
Yes, we all ought to have the confidence to demand a jury trial. And I'm looking at an article from 2000 from the now defunct Spotlight that states that in 24 of the state's constitution, it does uphold jurors' rights and the right to vote for conscience. And by the way, you'd love to interview Mark Schmidt. Schmitter of FIJA, and you can find him on Facebook. He's out of Orlando. He just this past June 4th was released after 104 days because he violated Judge Harry Belvin's order, to his administrative order in Orlando, to not be able to hand out flyers, which he did in front of the Orange County Courthouse, and for him not being in the free speech zone when he did so. So Mark Schmitter would be a great guest to have on. Now, there's a potential issue as a juror when you let your fellow jurors know of their rights to vote their consciences, because they might tell the judge that they're being misdirected by the judge and the prostituting attorney, and they can disregard their instructions, their misdirection.
That's right.
Being replaced by an alternate juror or in risk contempt. So that's why it's so important to harp on this issue as much as possible beforehand.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. If you start talking about jury nullification, they have alternate jurors, and they'll just remove you in most cases because the judges essentially can kind of do what they want to. It shouldn't be that way. It should be the juries were designed as a check. They were designed as a way for us to watch each other's backs. And that's a very important thing. We have to take that power back. It's something that one person can do. One person can stand up to tyranny in a jury. Stay tuned. We'll be right back and take more of your calls with Jakari Jackson.
You better watch out. You sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
This holiday season, get your family prepared at Emergency Essentials. You know us for our low prices and our high-quality emergency preparedness supplies. Now we're lowering our prices even more for our Black Friday sale. We have doorbusters up to 70% off. Sign up for our email newsletter to be the first to know all the details. Starts Friday, 8 a.m. Mountain Time. Visit Emergency Essentials at BePrepared.com and sign up today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm joined here in studio with Ja'Kari Jackson. Now, just before the break, we were talking about a case here in Texas in Tarrant County where a judge got very upset with a jury. He said to them, I've been in this such a long time, I know better than to get angry with you, but you just decided to ignore the law. You know you did.
He ignored him.
Yeah, exactly. He said, for whatever reason, they did nullify the law because they had a strict limit on the law, but the jurors believed that it was within the tolerance of the machine, and so they allowed the guy to go because it's not just the law. It's not just that they disagreed in trying to nullify laws against drunk driving. They maybe disagreed with the definition of what drunk driving was, or maybe they disagreed with the fact that the machine, he was right at the limit, and so they thought that maybe there was some room for error there. They were going to cut the guy some slack. The point is, juries are there to judge the law and the way the law is being applied and the way the penalties are set up. They're there to give justice to the defendants. This is what else he said. He said, for whatever reason, you chose to ignore that part of the evidence, and you have a right to do that. You have a right to do that. He admitted that. See, it's called jury nullification. This is what the judge said. It's when a jury decides to ignore the law or ignore the evidence. And I would add, it's when they have justice is their top priority. And that's something that was the jury system was set up as a check against power of government. When you are looking for something to do against tyranny, what can one person do? Well, one person can stand up for justice for their fellow man and a jury.
That's exactly what we need to happen. Like you said, it could be one person that changes the tide of a court case. And, you know, people need to be aware of these things.
That's right. We've got a couple of callers who called in. We've got Michael in Arizona. Michael, what do you think about jury nullification?
You hear me?
Yes.
Hey, David and Ja'Kari. Nice to talk to you.
Good talking to you.
I wanted to get on earlier about the police state and the pills and that sort of thing. I had something to say about that. But with regards to the whole jury nullification thing, I have a personal experience because I've been a registered voter ever since I was 18. I'm 46 now, pushing 47. You know, I've voted every election, but that's how you get sequestered. I go into the courtroom and they're going through the jury selection thing. There's this young lady. She was apparently a new driver, and she ran through a stop sign and demolished this woman, this older woman, probably about 60 years old or so. And the woman was in a wheelchair. She was obviously, you know, I felt sorry for both of them. You know, here's this young girl and here's this old lady, and the old lady's just train wrecked. What got me out of jury duty was they said, is anybody familiar with the intersection? And I raised my hand because it was in the neighborhood I grew up in, you know. Right. Walked through that intersection numerous times. Well, they said, okay, they said that when the jury was selection, they would probably, they said, don't go to this intersection until we take you there, like they were going to go on a field trip, you know, if you are selected for a jury. They released me, and on my way home, I was walking because I live close to downtown, close to the courthouse, and I walked through that intersection, and the stop sign was hidden behind a telephone pole. And besides that, there was city property where there was bushes and trees grown over.
Yeah, overgrowth.
Even covered the telephone pole that was covering the stop sign.
Well, that's exactly why we need to have juries. And, you know, your experience as a juror is something that's really rare anymore. I remember my parents' generation. I remember hearing the adults talking quite a bit about being called for jury duty. It rarely happens anymore. And the reason it rarely happens is because most juries are allow themselves to be totally railroaded by the judge, by the judicial system. So they become essentially rubber stamps. People understand that, and so does the government. And so what they do is they put all these extra charges on people and say, we'll take off these other charges if you plead guilty to those. Well, we're going to be back tomorrow at 11 Central, and we're going to continue on fighting tyranny here on InfoWars. So
InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 p.m. Central, Leanne McAdoo.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.